In uncertain times like these, we seek the comfortable, the familiar. But what would happen if we tried something entirely different? This is episode 5 of Social Insect Distancing, an emergency podcast series brought to you by The Daily Ant. Feeling antsy at home? We're here to improve your experience as a small thank you for choosing community well-being. Butt foam. One of the least spiritually, morally, or intellectually helpful things you can do while at home is scroll through Twitter. Nevertheless, yesterday I found myself doing just that and came across a tweet that reminds me that sometimes social media outlets have their uses. What was the tweet? It was a picture by myrmecologist and ant photographer Alex Wild with the words, quote, "When threatened, a pseudo-Neoponera huntress ant releases a cloud of butt foam," end quote. Butt foam? Indeed. Believe it or not, some ants in the ant genus Pseudoneuroponera exhibit an unusual defensive behavior, releasing extensive amounts of foamy secretions from their stinger. A 1981 study describes the source of the foam, writing that it is, quote, "the enlarged venom gland, which is probably frothed up by air from the spiracles of the spiracular plates," end quote. The foam appears to serve as a mechanical defense, covering other ant attackers, especially small ones, causing them to become stuck in the foam, attempt to flee, and upon release, spend time thoroughly cleaning themselves. I bet you'd like to see these ants releasing their butt foam in their natural environment, wouldn't you? Sadly, unless you are currently listening from the Indo-Pacific region, you may find that difficult to do. The natural range of this ant genus is from Pakistan through Australia. I hope that learning about Pseudoneuroponera ants has brightened your day a little bit, and just remember that we're all in this together. See you tomorrow.